Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
The last thing the podcast world needs, three more idiots with a podcast. Too bad. We're here to debate the hottest topics of the week. Who will be today's biggest idiot?
I'm an idiot.
Oh, yes, and welcome to another episode of the Idiots Podcast, a podcast about anything, everything, and nothing at the same time, a true miracle. We simply go where the tangent winds take us. I am the host, the star of the show, the premier idiot, Steve, and this is episode 28, and I'm joined by Bob. Hello, Bob.
Howdy, Steve. How you doing?
And I'm also joined by... Italian Stacy.
Yes, what?
Wait a minute.
I love it.
Oh, and Joe's here in the house,
oh,
too.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you just caused a fight.
She needs her own theme song.
Well, I hope I didn't cause a rift between two, but if I did...
No, we're good.
If I did, we'll have some...
Italian Joe and Stacy.
Get some relationship advice.
We'll get some relationship advice. We've got a guest joining us to talk about relationships, specifically when it comes to Valentine's Day, which is coming up soon. And, you know, us guys, we really do tend to struggle with that day. I would say, wouldn't you say, Joe and Bob? Okay, just me.
It's just a Hallmark holiday. Yeah.
Let me ask the question, Bob, do you know what time it is?
Is it news headlines?
Time for news headlines. Okay. I'm going to start out with this big story. This is really breaking news. Toy giant Fisher-Price has announced a recall of about 44,000 Power Wheels Barbie Dream Campers over potential injury hazard. They came out and are warning people that if you've got one of these, it's model FRC29. They sold for about $400 a pop at Walmart and other stores. You better take it back because apparently they are dangerous. They don't stop when they're supposed to stop. And I bet you anything the girls driving the campers probably don't realize their foot is on the gas and they're just ramming into the walls.
Are you blaming this on female drivers?
No.
They're starting off right.
Yeah. But anyway, what do you guys think? Do you guys have a dream camper at your house? I guess no one has kids here, I guess, that age.
No. When Nate was little, he had a little John Deere tractor, and he was known as the kid in the neighborhood on the green tractor. Drove that thing everywhere. Yeah, that thing was awesome.
This thing is pink.
I had the dream house.
Did you?
No camper?
I had a Volkswagen Golf.
Did you?
Yeah, it was a puddle one, though.
Really?
We didn't have the electricity ones back then.
I had a big wheel. You guys remember the big wheels?
Oh, yeah. With a big flat spot in the wheel?
Yes. And you would like take off and would like the wheels would spin.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing burnouts.
Going all over the place and then you'd spin them out and sometimes tip over.
Oh, I used to love those big wheels.
Yeah, right. Okay. Awesome. Okay, next story here. A man sues his parents for having him. 27-year-old Indian man is going viral after he announced an intent to sue his parents, claiming he didn't give them explicit consent to have sex and have bring him into the world. Raphael Samuel, donning a fake beard and sunglasses, we have his name, so I don't know what that's all about, said in a YouTube video posted that he is suing his parents because he was conceived without their consent and therefore his parents should pay for his lifestyle for the rest of his life.
Wait a minute. He was conceived without his consent?
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
How do you do that, right?
This guy, is this like, when you say Indian, like Native American Indian or dot Indian?
That's a great question. Maybe he's in Cleveland. I don't know.
I don't know.
He's
maybe he's in Cleveland. That was horrible. That does it.
I don't know. That's a great question. How would you go about...
That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, his ancestors gave consent up there, so...
Right?
They held him before he was even born.
Oh, that's a good point.
There you go.
Pretty sure this guy's mentally ill.
Yeah.
Really, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, this story's crazy. A man chokes out a mountain lion.
Yeah.
The mountain lion attacked a Colorado runner. And I guess this guy, it wasn't really that big, but I mean, it was 80 pounds. So, you know, and they do have teeth and claws. And the guy apparently hit him with something and probably dazed the animal, jumped on his back, did a, like a rear naked choke on the thing. Choked him out.
Had him in a half Nelson.
Yeah.
That guy's been watching some MMA. That's certainly instinct coming out.
Yeah. And
didn't he get his face ripped off and stuff
yes,
like that?
Yes, he definitely did not come out unscathed. Yeah. But
that's a hell of a story to tell when you're at a bar.
You know, Pete is all upset now.
Where's your nose? Yeah. Well,
yeah. Think about the chicks he can pick up. Think of that story. I know. What happened to your face? Well, I was
jogging. Where did your face go?
I was jogging in Colorado.
Yeah.
And a mountain lion came up to me.
No, he's going to get a new face, and he gets to look like whoever he wants.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Hi, Bradley Cooper. What happened?
I wonder if I got to keep the mountain lion.
So tell me this. Have you guys, I have thought about this, like what you could or should do if you're attacked by a bear. Not that we have a lot of bears around here, but I always, what would you do, Joe?
What would I do if it was a bear?
Yeah, well, just, you know, a big animal that you know can...
You kind of scare it.
Scare it?
Well, let's see. When I get attacked, you know what you do? You pull down your pants. You know what you do?
I forgot. That's your bar fight plan, too. I forgot.
That will definitely scare them. Yeah.
They'll be scared. They don't want to get hit with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Whack.
Joe pulls down his pants and... The bear goes, Mama.
Oh, you're real funny, Steve. Real funny.
Well, they don't call him Italian Stallion for nothing.
Whoa.
You went the wrong way, Steve. Wrong
see,
way.
I think I would go for the animal's eyes. I think that's like my only
the animal's
hope.
Eyes, yeah. I'm gonna see you reach up on a 10-foot bear and poke his eyes out.
I heard you're supposed to make yourself look bigger than the animal.
Yeah?
That's why I pulled my pants down.
Joe, that was actually pretty funny. Well, let me look. Yep, the head is bobbling. Love it. Good job. And he's turning red. Cool. So apparently the autopsy did reveal that this guy did what he said he did. So pretty cool. Joe, Bob, and Stacy, do you guys know what happens a week from today?
I think it's Valentine's Day.
Joe, I'm so impressed. So very, very impressed. The day in which us guys make sure we express just how much we appreciate and love our ladies. You know, the day that we forget about sometimes, right? Until like the last minute. At least I do. And then I feel undue pressure and stress to run out and grab something. And, you know, somehow, some way I make it work every year. But really, guys, we really shouldn't wait until Valentine's Day, I think, right?
You are correct.
To express our love?
You are correct.
Okay. But unfortunately, us guys tend to be idiots. So to help us out with some insight into the deep, mysterious heart of a woman... And what we guys can do to try to capture it, or maybe recapture it, we are joined by Susan Winter. Susan is a relationship expert and best-selling author, has shared her expertise with millions of people around the world, and has appeared on many shows, including The Today Show, Good Morning America, CNN, Oprah Winfrey, and now her career is truly complete by joining us on the Idiots Podcast here in Buffalo, New York. Thank you, Susan, for joining us.
Thank you all. It is the highlight of my entire career. I have to tell you, I've been waiting for this moment, and I finally found my way to get to you. So thank you so much, all of you.
You're very welcome.
I love your show, by the way. I think this is adorable. I loved the way you wrote to me. So I just like, I think I wrote back like, how could I resist?
Yes, you did. I love that. Well, before we get started, I got to ask, what was it like meeting Oprah? And did she give you a car?
Did she give me a car? No, but she picked up a huge amount of airfare. I was flying to Germany, and they caught me 20 minutes before my car service went. And so they picked up the train fare because I had the train tickets for my girlfriend, and they delayed me overnight by taking me to Chicago and then sending me on another flight to Germany. So they were more than gracious.
Wow.
They were amazing. And she was so cool. She's like the real deal. And she could not have been nicer.
Super.
My wife had one question. She said, ask her if Oprah smelled good. It sounded weird, but that was her one request.
That is weird.
She pictures her smelling like rose petals or something.
Or freshly baked cookies.
I was on the dice, and she was holding my hand for a really long time. That's all I remember. And it was one of those, I mean, it was just like, I think we just naturally liked each other. We liked what each other was up to.
Yeah.
And we liked where we were vibing from. Mm-hmm. And I didn't smell anything negative or positive.
I think Bob meant anything good. Like, she had nice perfume or anything like that.
She smelled like...
Well, normally you'd remember if it was beyond the norm one way or another, but I just remember her being so in tune And I never felt more comfortable ever in my life in any interview. It was the first time I knew they weren't going to attack me. It's like I knew that what I had to say, she was on board with it, and I just loved that.
That's super.
That's that Oprah magic.
Thanks for that question, Bob. I didn't know you were going to ask it. I would have deleted that question from the rundown, but I guess it worked out. So let's get to the big topic here with Valentine's Day approaching, and let's kind of break it up here. When it comes to, like, dating, right, how – you got to help me here because throughout my life, before I got married – after I got married, Valentine's Day was just really an annoying day for me. And I hate to say that, but how important is Valentine's Day for women? I mean, really?
It really is. And I know this sounds silly, but there's an enormous amount of social pressure and commercialization around it that somehow keeps reinforcing this myth that the quality of attention we get is equal to the quality of relationship that we have. And the size of the prize that the man is giving you for your present equals the amount of love. It's not true. You know, real love happens over a course of time, and it's the little moments you remember mm-hmm. that are so profound, not the grand gestures that make up for absence or neglect. But it is socially indoctrinated into our entire system with every commercial. He went to Jared's, whatever it is. They took her to dinner and, this means he's the one. And so I understand you guys have a lot of pressure because around the acknowledgement of the day and the gift giving, your number one concern is, am I going to displease her? Will my gift be too little?
Mm-hmm.
Will it somehow be interpreted as I don't think that much of the relationship and she's not a priority? Will it be seen as too much for where I am in my relationship cycle with her if it's new? Am I overshooting where I should be and then making her feel guilty? So I would imagine that men are extremely uncomfortable, and I would imagine the second part of that is that they go into paralysis, and instead of making any decision, make zero decision and just hope the day goes away. And then somehow when the wrath descends upon them, they find, I don't know, I didn't know what to do. I just got so confused. I didn't know what to do. So, right? Is that kind of what happens?
You have no idea.
I can see that for you,
It
Steve.
Sounds like she does, Steve. Sounds like she's got you... Yep. Really dialed in there.
February 14th comes around, and I'm like, I wake up. God, it's February 14th. What am I going to do? So I run out to the supermarket, and I grab a pot of flowers from Tops. And it's $9.99. Yes. I think these are pretty. And I see a line of guys in the checkout line with flowers, flowers for their girlfriend or husband. Girlfriend or husband, wife. Yes, it could be.
But they're all in the same boat. It's like the last minute realization. So you know the traditional. The traditional of flowers, candy, a card, and a romantic dinner.
Yeah.
So if you're completely lame on everything, just go with the traditional. But I mean, you can't fail. At least try.
Really? What about an ESPN sports subscription? Is that okay? or tickets to the game?
If she loves sports.
I'll make her love sports.
It's got to be. So part of the attentiveness and the gift, and when a gift is really bullseye is when you've listened to who your partner is and what they're about, and you have found their heartbeat and you're like, oh my goodness, they love romantic comedies, or oh my goodness, they love whatever this kind of a book or this kind of an activity,
right?
And then you've acknowledged that's when they are really feeling honored.
Gotcha.
The day I got my wife a Dyson vacuum cleaner for Valentine's Day, people thought I was nuts, but she was absolutely thrilled.
Really?
I think Stacy would kill me.
The vacuum cleaner marks were different direction every day. It was beautiful.
Stacy, what do you like from Joe on Valentine's Day?
Well, you can't go wrong with diamonds.
Joe.
Oh,
look
my
out.
Goodness. Wow.
Just aim high, girl. Why not? Set the bar diamonds and... anywhere close to that is a win.
Man.
Yeah, Valentine's Day is one of the days I avoid going out, like, to restaurants or whatever.
Yeah.
That New Year's, they're the worst. You get rushed, horrible service. It's just awful.
Yes. And it doesn't have to be that. So, I mean, I'm a big proponent of experiential gifts. I truly believe that those are better and those are long remembered. And again, this would key into your paying attention to your partner. It could be that they've always wanted to take a hike and sit someplace and, have a bottle of wine and some pastries or something. Mm-hmm. And whatever it is that you know that they've wanted to do ice skating, horseback riding, something that you show I'm listening, even if it's like they're a gamer and it's the latest game and you bring it home to them and say, I've got 3 hours, let's play. So that's, I think that that shows your partner that I'm taking time to be with you and right. honor who you are. That's very effective.
Right. So when she says she wants nothing, don't give her a box with nothing in it.
Well, yeah, I want to.
I listened.
I kind of want to go
question.
There.
That's a good point.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks very much for saying that, Joe. So, what should a guy do when his wife or girlfriend says, "Oh, please, don't get me anything for Valentine's Day. It's just too expensive, and I would just prefer you just to be with me." Now they are setting a trap,
exactly.
and we are in trouble if we don't get
it
something.
Is.
Right?
Of course they are.
It's a trap.
Of course they are.
Right.
Well, they're trying to be gracious, but you'll pay for it later. Yeah. You know that.
Yeah.
You'll be sleeping on the couch tonight,
so
by the way.
Here's what I'd say. Look your honey in the eyes, and if you can touch her, like put your hand on her shoulder or mm-hmm. hand on her face, say, baby, I'm crazy about you. I love you. I know you don't need anything from me. I want to give you something. I do. And you know what? I'm not telepathic. I'm a guy.
I'm using that. I am using that line. I am using that.
It's too late now.
It's not
going to
work.
Here.
It's not going to work, Joe.
Just say, write down three things, and I hope to get, and let's see what happens. I know, just brainstorm. We don't have to do any of them. Let's just play. Yeah. Give me a couple ideas.
Oh, that's really
nice. How would
you
feel about, because you see, I think, and Stacey, forgive me for this, but I'm just going to talk from my end. I think that women, when we know a man loves us, we assume that he knows everything about us and he knows our mind and he knows what we're thinking, and he really doesn't.
No.
We have to be very, very clear. We assume if you love us, you know why we're upset. You don't.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have done it in the first place if you
mm-hmm.
knew, right? So sometimes we have to go back to basics and remember they are not telepathic.
That's true, but if you're listening to me all year long, then you know the things that I've asked for.
Or maybe Joe's not listening to you. Joe, start
you
listening.
I can only have so much room in my brain.
So that's the thing about listening, really paying attention. For a woman, paying attention is an acknowledgement. I love you.
Right.
And I understand, guys, you have a task because you've got to wade through all the floral description of, what so-and-so did, because you're waiting 15 minutes to get to the bullet point of what she has to say. And
right.
I know you
yes.
don't know when to wake up. I know that.
Yes. And it flies by. It flies by. And you're like, wait, what?
But when Joe mentions things all year long, here I am making notes. And what does he get for Christmas?
Yeah.
Everything that he asked for.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Yes. There you go. And now that's good. That's a great comparison. If you say, baby, here's what I do. I hear you talking about this. I actually write a note down, or at least do it in my mind. This is why you get great Christmas presents. Have you ever thought of trying that with me?
No.
Hey, Bob, tell Susan what you and Allison did in the card section.
Yeah, it was a few years ago. It was Valentine's Day. We happened to be at Target, and we walked by the card section, and we just happened to each grab a card and said, "This is the card I would have gotten you if I was a card giving type."
It was
an interesting moment. We're both very frugal, and so we both gave each other a card. And
frugal is another word for cheap.
Yeah,
put it back in the rack, and it was actually way more special than getting the card. It was kind of
different.
It'd be
funny if it was the same card.
You did something fun. You don't do that. That's not your style, right?
You decided
that as a couple. So you did a take, a kind of like a comedy skit on what is not your protocol, but you found a way to give the message anyway. I think that's quite brilliant.
Yeah, that was cool. Now, do women generally want cards, or is it kind of differing from woman to woman?
It depends on what the card says. All of us can tell.
Yeah.
We can tell if it's perfunctory.
Yeah.
You can really tell, no offense, whoever's running to the store at the last minute, but you grow, like, okay, it kind of looks like a heart. I'll grab it. I'm in a hurry.
Happy bar mitzvah. Hope your bar mitzvah was everything you hoped.
And don't get a card and say at the bottom of the saying, "This card says it all."
Yes, I know.
Honey, the card is blank.
I know.
My heart is a blank canvas for you to fill it in, honey.
I do understand, but that's, I've had those before. I have. Yeah. And I just hope that they read the lines that they sent me, you know, because I hope that they meant that, or yeah. it was defining what they said. So
yeah.
we do understand. We're not expecting heroic feats on an everyday
I never used the L word. Yes, you did in your Valentine's Day card.
There was a commercial once where a guy ran into a store to grab a card, and he was frantic, and he just grabbed one off the rack, and he ran to his date or whatever, and she opened it up, and she read it, and she went, "It's perfect. It's, you know me so well," you know. And it's like sometimes you get lucky that way.
Lucky. I like doing cards. I don't know. I spend the time and get the right card.
Yeah.
Joe does pick out nice cards.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, good. When it comes to gifts, let me just point out that, Stacy, I did see that Joe built you a she shed. This seemed to be a very long project, a ton of effort, so I might not remember.
Yep.
I only saw Joe in the photos. Maybe you were
okay.
The interior.
I bought the interior. The shed.
It seemed like a lot of work. That's all I'm saying.
He did a little bit inside.
A little bit.
With my son.
You took a lot of photos with Joe doing work. That's all.
Joe said you were. Joe said he was sweating for like 16 hours a day in the summer sun trying to get that done. Before we let you go, we would like to ask just a few general relationship questions that us guys definitely hope to have answered. You kind of answered a little bit of it. What should a guy do when his girlfriend is obviously upset? I mean, she's ticked. But when a guy asks her, "Hey, what is wrong?" What do they do? And she says, "Nothing."
Again, this is a time to use that telepathic line, but also say, you know, just reestablish why you're asking. Say, listen, I'm asking because I really don't know, and I want to have everything right between us. So you need to communicate with me. You assume that I know and I've done this willfully or I've just neglected something. But I'm promising you, I do not know. So help me to be a great boyfriend or partner for you. Help me by telling me what it is. We need to talk to each other.
I like to mess with my wife a little bit when she's like that. And as I say, is that because I invited 12 guys over for poker night tonight and didn't tell you?
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm just kidding. My wife listens
yes,
to me.
Yes, he is one of those guys.
And so she knows I'm kidding. Okay, another question for you. What should a guy do when his girlfriend insists, girlfriend or wife insists on doing something that absolutely makes no sense, is void of logic, and will likely cause major inconvenience, heartache, or perhaps even death?
Steve, are you looking for advice? Is this stuff that's going on in your life, Steve?
You do it anyway, Steve. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Is this just on Valentine's Day?
Right?
No, this is just general. Like my wife will say, "I've got a coupon for $5 off at the store that's 45 miles away. Let's go." And I'll say, "Well, we can
you
just
know that, okay. If it were just on Valentine's Day, it's a one off.
Okay,
and it's only once a year, so go ahead and do it. If or at least do a majority of what it is. If it's an all-day thing, say, you know what? I can't get away for all of it. I want to have quality time with you. Let's do the first 4 hours of antiquing, okay? So whatever it is. Every day, you can't in a sustained relationship. You can't. You have to pick and choose which events will be workable. And you're not going to be a good partner if you're there pouty and resentful.
Mm.
You're just not. So on Valentine's Day, give it a little slack, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any chance you can move into our house for a little while? And
I mean, move into this office for a little while? Because I have a few questions myself.
Okay. Well, let's wrap it up here. I'd like to hear from you, and I picked out three. What are the three most components of a good, healthy relationship?
I think a safe space to be yourself. To be yourself, be real, and be honest. I think if we don't feel that we can be ourselves, if we're walking on eggshells or we feel that we're auditioning for your love or that your love is so conditional only if we are a certain way, we will be exhausted and resentful. I also think a safe space for being truthful with each other. This is where we've gotten our communication down to a science where we're really very good at articulating what we feel and sharing that with our partner and that it's okay. And I think, too, especially in the case of men have to know that we need to know the truth. I may not like what you're going to tell me, but I need to know that rather than a story or a lie or a fib that's going to break my heart or put me in the wrong direction. So I'd rather hear what I don't like to hear, and you are safe to tell me, because at least now I have a handle on what can be done. But if you leave me in fantasy land, my radar will be off. My internal guidance will be off. I won't know how to fix this. So a safe space to be ourselves, to communicate honestly, and to know that it's okay to have issues in your relationship. No couple is perfect. There are challenges. If you can get to conflict resolution, most of the time, you've aced it.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's life, and life has its stuff, and you've got your feelings, and she's got hers, and you're not on the same page. But if you guys can get to the end, and that doesn't mean one person has to be bad and wrong and always saying, I'm sorry. It means actually get through the issue, find a novel approach, negotiate with your partner, get on like you're on a team. Like, okay, here's the problem. What do we do? Okay, I do it this way. Well, how would you do it? So if you can start to get camaraderie with your partner and problem solving and get to a continual state of conflict resolution, you will have a happy and functional relationship.
Gotcha. That's fantastic. So everybody listening out there, guys, specifically, go out and get your lady something for Valentine's Day, not sports tickets, not a subscription to ESPN. Go out and get them something, right?
You have a week to pay attention. You got a week to
pay attention.
Right.
And I will be going out on Thursday morning next week for sure in a panic, as usual.
Can't go wrong with jewelry.
There you go. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. And definitely check out Susan's website at susanwinter.net. You can pick up one of her many books, including Older Women and Younger Men. And that is available where, Susan?
Amazon.
Okay.
Allowing Magnificence and Older Women, Younger Men, and Breakup Triage, The Cure to Heartache. That's an audio booklet. They're all on Amazon.
That's awesome.
We'll link to all those from idiotspod.com.
Definitely.
Thank you,
Susan. You guys, this is wonderful. Stacey, nice talking to you.
You too. I could talk to you for an hour.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Thank you, Susan.
Best wishes for your ongoing success.
So how about that, guys? Did Susan help you out with relationship advice at all? Joe, I should ask you.
This is why you break up with the person before Thanksgiving and then get back together with them after Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Then you don't have to worry about any of this stuff.
So strategic. And what makes you think they're going to take you back, Joe?
Well, that's the risk you got to take. It's a gamble.
Oh, my gosh.
Sounds like you need to go to susanwinter.net and book a day with Susan.
Dollar bills in your pocket or broke?
Okay. Joe, do you know what time it is now?
I think it's time for his adventure show. Oh, thanks.
Uber Stories. It is Uber Stories, and I would like to ask you, Joe, do you have an Uber story?
I picked up a couple from Shays, which usually it's you think you're going to have some upstanding citizens when they come from a theater, and the couple gets in the car, and they have three stops. One is to a liquor store.
Mm-hmm.
They added one to Herman Road, and then one was back to the hotel. Well, the Herman Road one was no address.
Oh, boy.
So we go to the liquor store. They go get their gin and juice, and then we go down to...
Drop the song right here. Okay. Got the song playing for you. Go ahead.
Beautiful. Then we get to the Herman Road one, and the guy tells me, stop here. Okay. I look at the house, and there's people walking out. And back in and out.
Is this where the FBI wrote down your plate?
Probably.
Monitoring the house.
I'm probably on the Buffalo police camera system there.
You're on the log.
And the guy walks in, walks out in like literally 30 seconds. I'm like, what the hell? And the house was like decrepit, like it was ready to fall down. And I'm driving along. I'm like, we just did a drug run.
Yeah, you did.
I was like,
absolutely.
And I'm like, should I call the police? What should I do?
Man.
So then I drop off the hotel, and then I call my wife, and I'm like, we just did a drug run.
Wow.
This is why,
What do you do? Because, I mean, I couldn't imagine they do anything to the driver, but if you got pulled over for something,
I would say, hey.
Into that at all?
I would be like, hey, listen, and I would tell the cop. I'd be up front. What's he going
to
do?
As soon as you got to the window, just say,
can you check the guy in the back or something?
Your brains would have been all over the dashboard. Yeah. Good thing you didn't do anything.
But coming from Shays, man, you think it would be...
Yeah, exactly. Very, very interesting.
What was playing that night?
Something that the people who drink gin and juice watch. I don't know. Sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back. With my mind on my money and my money. It is time for... We got a new segment on the show that we're really excited about, and this is where you, the listener, can join in. We're going to decide here in a moment, like what Netflix documentary or something that we're going to watch that we're going to talk about it next week.
I have like three favorite Netflix shows. Oh. One is Orange is the New Black.
I would never want to watch that, but go ahead.
Wentworth.
What's wrong with lesbians in prison?
I don't know. You might want to watch this one if you have kids. 13 Reasons Why.
Heard that first season. Is that the one where there was a suicide?
Yeah. You guys are so boring. Oh, Evil Genius, where the guy puts the bomb around his neck.
You know, my neighbor knows those people.
Let's
my
watch that. Okay, perfect. That's what we're going to watch. Evil Genius is our homework, Netflix homework for the week. We're going to watch Evil Genius, and we're going to talk about it.
There's four episodes.
You know what's crazy? Okay. We could call my neighbor at the lake, and he literally knows all the people. He actually helped someone go. They bought the house where the body was put.
Are
place.
You serious?
His friend bought the house and had him come in to take a look at it because he's a real estate guy.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? The one in Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that's our homework, our Netflix homework for the week. It's Evil Genius. Should we watch all four? We'll just watch one at a time. So this is going to go for 4 weeks. Okay. Do you guys know what time it is now?
No.
Trivia.
Okay, so this is how this is going to go. We're going to go around the horn. I'm going to present a fact about something, and you are going to say whether it's true or false. The first one to answer five right will win today's contest. Okay?
So do we all answer at the same time?
No. We're going to go around the horn. It's going to be luck of the draw for some of these. All of these are pretty difficult. Okay? So,
pretty difficult.
Here we go. We're going to start with Joe. Banging your head against a wall for 1 hour burns 150 calories. True or false?
I don't know if you can make it an hour. I'm going to say false.
I don't know how hard you're banging against the wall,
exactly.
But the answer is... You did not get it right. According to this, banging your head against the wall
12.
For an hour burns 150 calories. So the answer is true. Joe, you said false. You did not get it right. Stacy, commercial airline pilots are taught to always touch down the right tire on the tarmac first. True or false?
False.
You got it right. Tracy's one. Stacy's one. Okay, Bob. McDonald's was first named Don's Restaurant for the first 3 years it existed. True or false?
False.
Okay, Bob. Okay, Joe, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Snakes can help predict earthquakes. True or false?
We'll say true.
Okay.
Woohoo.
1-1-1. Stacy, back to you. True or false? A flock of crows is known as a murder. A flock of crows is known as a murder. True or false?
False.
Oh, it's true.
It's true.
Okay, it's 1-1-1 still.
I don't know why I know that, but I know that.
Bob.
Did you hear about the Harvard crows? The gardeners have to wear masks because they recognize the gardeners and will attack them.
Oh, cool. It's like right out of that movie. What do you call it? The birds with...
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Who did the birds?
The birds.
That was...
Stephen King.
No.
Alfred Hitchcock,
that's right.
Okay. Bob, the oldest your mom joke was discovered on a 3,500-year-old Babylon tablet.
That's true.
Is it true? That is true.
Is that the oldest joke in history?
All right, Joe. True. What do we got? Bob, you got two?
I have two.
Okay. 2-1-1. Russia, Bob. Joe. Russia has an official list of names citizens can give to their children, and they will levy a fine to parents who do not choose a name from that list. True or false?
In Russia?
Yes,
like
sir.
Russia now?
Yes.
I'm going to say true. That sounds like something Putin would do.
That is not true.
That does sound true.
It does sound true.
Is that based in something?
I just made it
up. Did it used to be? Oh, that was a good one. Good one. That was a good one.
How do you know it's not true then?
Oh, that's true. That's a very good point.
If I am right on that, then I'd be shocked. Okay.
You mean if you're wrong?
Right. Correct. Whatever. Okay. Stacy, so far, two diseases have successfully been eradicated, smallpox and rinderpest. True or false?
Rinderpest.
False.
It is true.
I request Family Feud.
No, smallpox. Smallpox is still out there.
Okay, Bob.
What the?
Yes.
Yeah, he's making this stuff up.
The 29th of May is officially Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day. True or false?
False.
A pillow.
I knew that I should have said true false. Because I knew you were researching what day, what. Yeah, so.
I'll put a pillow on your fridge.
How do you put a pillow on a fridge?
Ask your cat.
Steve?
I don't know.
Well,
I've never done it before.
Well, then why are you asking the dumb questions?
Joe, well, what do we got? 1-1-2 still, right?
Have you heard his headline?
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe, President Clinton was offered a scholarship. President Bill Clinton was offered a scholarship to play baseball at Georgia Tech. True or false?
I'm going to say true. He didn't even go to Georgia Tech, did he?
Well, no, he's offered a scholarship there, so he did not go to Georgia Tech. He did not play baseball.
Is this one that you make up?
Yes, I made that up. Okay. Stacy, 7% of American adults believe that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
How many percentage?
7% of American adults
believe that.
That has to be true.
I used to think that. They don't.
That is true.
They don't come from brown cows.
And that's adults, not kids. That's adults. So.
And if you spin them around real fast, you get whipped cream.
And
if they shake your butts, you get a milkshake.
Okay, Stacy has two. Bob has two. Joe has one. Bob, you're up.
Come on, Bob.
If you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop. True or false?
I want to see you try to do that, Steve.
I would say true. Yeah, it's just physics.
You got it.
I want to see Steve try to lift up a kangaroo's tail.
Three, two, and Joe has one, right?
Yes.
Okay, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
As of 2015, the Miss USA pageant is required by law to allow transgender contestants.
That's false.
That's right.
Yeah.
Two, two, and three. Stacy.
What's that bulge in your bikini?
Stacy, two, two, and three. You ready, Stacy?
Are those hemorrhoids? What is that?
Stacy, Adolf Hitler once sang a duet with iconic American singer Betty Davis in 1933 at a fundraiser in Washington, D.C. True or false?
True.
I've got to think we would have heard about that.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay. Bob, you get to four. Bananas are curved because they grow towards the sun. True or false?
False.
That is true.
Okay.
Oh, I won't have a comment for that one. Okay. Next.
This is painful.
Okay, Joe, you still are on one, right?
No, I got two.
You got two? Okay.
Come on.
Okay, true or false, Joe? $34 million worth of pennies are lost in America every year.
I'm going to say that's true because it makes sense.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's a lot of pennies.
It's $35 million. You're wrong.
It's $62 million.
Where's the? I don't see.
I'm actually. You know what?
This.
I'm going to actually give that one to you because.
How do you know?
Because that's not fair. It is $62 million, and you did say 34. So really, semantics here, but you are.
That's
right.
A lot of pennies. How many pennies?
Okay,
is that,
so Steve? Joe, you have three. Stacy has three. Bob has.
Stacy, this is where he gives us each a bonus one too.
Bob, you have three, right?
Yes.
Okay. Bob, Stacy.
Yes.
Billy goats urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females. True or false?
False.
I want to see a billy goat do that.
True.
How does he do that?
I don't know. Okay, Bob, the inventor of the Frisbee was cremated and made into a Frisbee after he died. True or false?
I'll say true.
Bob is one away from wrapping this ridiculous true or false contest up. Joe, during your lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to fill two swimming pools. True or false? And I have no idea how big the swimming pools are. I'm assuming.
Are you talking about like Olympic size swimming pools?
I'm imagining it's the big
kidney shaped one.
I'm guessing he's giving you 100% margin of error like he did on the last question.
So I'm going to say true because you don't know how much, what kind of size pool I'm filling.
Joe, what do you got now? Four?
I think so. Okay. Four, Bob?
Four?
I think so.
Three for Stacy. Four for Bob.
Come on, Stacy.
Stacy. Christopher Columbus's middle name was Squeaky. True or false?
Are you talking about the Hollywood writer, Chris Columbus?
Christopher Columbus, the man who discovered America.
The guy who discovered it second.
The explorer.
Explorer.
Middle name, not pet name, right?
Middle name. His real given middle name was Squeaky.
That's not what the first mate called him. Squeaky.
Okay. So we are all tied at four. The next answer, answered correctly, wins the contest. Okay, Mr. Bob. Abraham Lincoln's parents invented the game of bingo and introduced the game at a fundraiser to help Abe's father get elected to Congress. True or false?
Oh, it's got to be false. It had to be his uncle or something.
Yeah?
It's his first cousin.
It's false. I'll flip a coin.
It's false?
Yeah, that's my answer. Final answer.
Yes.
Bob! I think you guys did great.
What did they win?
You won.
The opportunity to play next
big
week.
Golden TNF. So you hang on your wall. Well, it's time now for us to pick our biggest idiot.
Kevin.
We pick today's biggest idiot, and of course we're now choosing them from the stories that we covered.
Stacy, don't influence my answer. Kevin.
Okay. So, it's going to be hard because we don't have a ton of idiots. We had a bobcat that got choked out by a guy, so the bobcat might make it. We also have, what do we have?
No, the guy that sues his parents.
Yeah, I think that's the idiot.
Mr. Samuel.
Okay, the guy that sued his parents because they didn't inform him that they were going to have him in the first place is today's biggest idiot. Remember, you can check out our website at idiotspod.com. If you want to be on our show, you can text us at 71-OK-MUG-HA-6. Bob, repeat
Steve,
that for me.
Steve, what's that? I believe it's 71-OK-MUG-HA-6.
Oh, yes. Ha.
Easy to remember.
How many ha's are you putting?
H-A-H-A. 71-OK-MUG-HA-6. So we would love to hear from you. So that's it for this episode. We thank you for joining us. And remember, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Only stupid people who ask stupid questions!